Hey guys, welcome to F Your Fact Check, episode 4. I'm Aaron.
And I'm Adam.
And we've had a very interesting week, and I'm sure if you've heard anything about the news, you know exactly what we're talking about this time.
Man, that debate was ridiculous. I mean, come on. I think what I took away from that debate was Joe Biden's hands grabbing me by the face and talking to me. Because,
towards the
trying
end.
To talk to me at least. I mean, that was ridiculous.
In the middle of hearing three men's voices chattering on him over each other and just.
Oh, and poor Chris Wallace. Gentlemen.
Didn't he seem like, like a preschool teacher trying to get like their toddlers together.
I saw a tweet or a meme or something that came out that night. Saying now it had something to do with underpaid kindergarten teachers. and now Chris Wallace must know what it's like to be an underpaid kindergarten teacher or something like that. And my God, Twitter was off the rails that night. My God.
I've seen so many people going, okay, the next debate needs to be moderated by either a mother or like a nun with a switch.
I choose The Rock because, you know, if The Rock's over there and he just says, "And you will listen to me, you candy ass." And he throws up the people's eyebrow. Come on. Who won't sit down and just listen and stop interrupting somebody?
I have other things that I would do, but I'm probably.
Well,
the men in the room wouldn't do the same thing.
Well, at least the women will tune into it to look at The Rock and his.
Can he moderate it shirtless?
I'm sure he can do whatever you would like.
I mean, in my opinion, that would bring in viewers. Just saying. Well, we had full intentions of this week making, you know, our entire podcast about fact checking the debates, but there was some to fact check, which is, it's not a total lost cause.
There was maybe six uninterrupted sentences in there that we fact check. It was unbelievable. And not only that, guys, this was Tuesday. It's Friday now. All the fact checking's really been done on it. And so what we're going to bring to you is some of the fact checks that have been, that we've been looking at and bringing them up to light.
And some of the conspiracy theories that we've seen along the way. Oh my God. I know. So, most of the world should not be given a Twitter. I feel like you should have to pass like an IQ test or some sort of intelligence test in order to get access to Twitter.
Oh, I fully agree. And I believe that it should be the same way for voting too, but that's just me.
Yeah. I mean, I'm kind of on board with you. I've seen too many videos of people, you know, asking, of reporters and people asking questions to people in the streets about candidates, and they purposely get the information wrong, and the people on the streets, the normal citizens, just agree with them.
Well, I think Jimmy Kimmel, right? It was right after the debates, we were watching it, and I have no idea if this was staged or not, but he went out to the streets the day before and said, "Hey, did you see the debates? Could you believe that Donald Trump came out on a motorcycle?" And people were biting into it. Now, I don't know how many times it took them to find somebody who actually agreed to them, but still, I mean,
the fact that there's people out there like that, that are so willing to just nod their head and go, yeah, that was really cool. Not having a freaking clue.
No. We digress. But anyways, man, those debates, what the literal F.
I don't know. I can't. Thank God it's been a few days. We could not even begin to bear to do this the day of or even the day after the debate, just because we were just so fried. I mean, we powered through. We watched the whole thing.
I didn't want to.
No, I was done after about 15 minutes.
Man, and George Stephanopoulos, who is a great interviewer. And I personally believe that he is a great newsman. The next morning after the debates, calling it a disgrace, using some of the most harsh words I've ever heard him use about about that debate. And then, you know, I get out on the news. I'm doing my research. I'm watching the news, reading the news, doing everything that I normally do. And left, right, center, up, down, they all agreed. That was the most ridiculous disaster debate that we have ever seen as a country. And it was an embarrassment.
Yes, it was just, I don't want a repeat of that. But there's two more on the docket, although The next one is kind of at risk as of right now, so we'll see what happens with that.
Go ahead.
No, you probably know.
But as you guys know, today is October 2nd, Friday. Donald Trump today was diagnosed with COVID-19, and he has been admitted into a military hospital. His wife has also been diagnosed with COVID-19. She remains in the White House. Quarantine in the White House.
Yeah. So, and that's normally the incubation period is like 14 days, which is why they tell people, you know, quarantine for 14 days if you've come in contact with somebody with COVID. The next debate is less than 14 days away. So we're going to, there's no word on, and it's too soon to tell. I mean, we're not going to know until probably a few days before at best. So who knows if we're actually going to get a three total debates. But the VP debate is still on. That was reported today.
That's good. Well, I mean, they're going to continue testing Pence and Kamala, so that they can make the best decision necessary. But, you know, who knows what's going to happen with this thing? That I read the most ridiculous conspiracy theory. That was one of the GOP senators. Can't remember which one because it didn't matter because it was so stupid. Said that Donald Trump was purposefully infected at the debate because it was not his people who set up the microphone and the podium. Therefore, the microphone and the podium were intentionally infected to get Donald Trump COVID.
So somebody came over and rubbed COVID-19 germs all over the microphone and the podium.
Mm-hmm.
But last I knew that the virus doesn't survive that long on surfaces, so they would have had to do it very quickly.
I mean, it's just
these, I don't understand.
I mean, these theories that are coming up from prominent, supposedly intelligent people, give me a break.
Yeah, I know. It's part of it, again, like we're going to say this over and over. We're really trying not to be biased on this. Some of the senators and congressmen and some of the actions of people, the nominees, are making it really hard to be biased on certain things. Because when you act like children and preschoolers, it's really hard to be unbiased. It's really hard not to look at a debate and go, yeah, one of you needs to shut up. The other one needs to keep his cool. And how about we all become adults? But I think that's a really long stretch right now.
Yeah. I mean, there's no way that either side are going to be cordial at this point.
Unfortunately.
All we can do is grit our teeth, keep our heads down, and get into 2021.
Do you remember a time when we could have political conversations where we disagreed, but we could see the other side, even though we still disagreed, and we were still friends after the conversation was over?
I mean, political conversations have always been a contention point, and they've always been something that you like to avoid. But at the same point in time,
you could agree to disagree.
Yeah, you could agree to disagree, and there was always a sense of, excuse a gender role on this, but a gentleman's conduct. Right.
Yeah.
You conduct yourself as a gentleman during those discussions and then you walk away from them.
Yeah.
Whereas now it's you're wrong. F you. Your whole family's wrong. I hate you. Never come talk to me ever again. And
you've lost all my respect.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's gotten so bad. So, OK, but we digress. Some of it, you know, go ahead.
One last point.
Yeah.
In your opinion.
Oh, good.
The most quotable line in that entire debate.
Would you just shut up, man? Partially because right about probably 30 seconds before Biden said that, and that was only 14, 15 minutes into the debate, and I had just said out loud, shut up. Jesus, both of you just shut up for a second. And then about that time, Biden goes, would you just shut up, man? And I was like, OK, that deserves a cheers. He said it out loud. Thank God somebody said it.
Absolutely. Just mind-boggling bad. It wasn't even good entertainment television.
No, it wasn't. It was stressful. There were a few fact checks. There were a few things that we wanted to follow up on just because they seemed a little bit wonky. One of them was you know, Biden made a big deal about there was 100,000 people with pre-existing conditions, and Trump immediately interrupted him and said, no, there's not. There's way too much. I took a look and it's 129 million.
You actually did that fact check after he
said Yeah, I did that. I did that fact check like live. In real time.
Yeah, real time.
Because I kept going, yeah, no, that sounds about right. You know, what little I know about pre-existing conditions. Yeah, but I did the fact check in real time. It was 120. It's we've got 129 million. And he was talking about that in reference to the Affordable Care Act and the potential for getting rid of the mandate for the protections for pre-existing conditions, which Trump did sign an executive order over, I believe it was last week. But that is still to be determined on what that actually means when it hits the Supreme Court on November 10th, what future the Affordable Care Act even has after November 10th, et cetera, et cetera. So point is, Trump was incorrect when he stated that it was much less than 100 million. Biden was a little bit under when he said only 100 million. It's actually 129. Something else that came up a lot was election fraud over and over and over, voter fraud, which we've heard 1,000 times over by now. And I don't know how many different government organizations and third party and private sector organizations have all come out and done studies and said, nope, there is no evidence of voter fraud. So the Heritage Foundation put out a report that they had out of billions of ballots that they votes cast that they took a look at, 1,285 were proven voter fraud cases in America out of billions in the span 2 decades. That comes down. It was something ridiculous. It was like 0.00007% chance of voter fraud.
No, voter fraud in general is bad and it shouldn't happen for one case.
100%.
But when you look at over the past couple of decades and you look at how it could have if there was a swing either way in order to cancel out or help a candidate, it didn't happen.
Yeah. I mean, it's just nobody has found any sort of evidence that there's actually going to be mass voter fraud in this election. And we can report, people can report on that all day long. And it seems like the president is still going to continue to point to that as an issue, and nobody can really figure out why. And he has still yet to point to any evidence himself. He just continues to say there's going to be an issue. There's going to be an issue.
Well, and, you know, a lot of experts look at this and they say, well, he's already getting people excited about the voter fraud issue so that it can easily be taken up through litigation, regardless of what the final outcome is on the vote in November.
Right.
So the experts are saying that he's gearing up for a fight, regardless of what the outcome is of the election.
Yeah. One of the other things that I was able to fact check in real time, which actually made me laugh a lot. Trump at one point had said, you know, the Portland, Oregon sheriff just came out today and said, I support President Trump. I was not trying to fact check that.
You're just scrolling through Twitter.
I was just scrolling through Twitter and people had started reposting the Portland sheriff's Twitter account. He tweeted in real time, I did not say that. I do not support Trump, but I will not support Trump. And so it was kind of, I was going, I don't know what he must have gotten the city wrong. Maybe he thought that it was the Portland sheriff and it was another city. I don't know. But it definitely was not the Portland sheriff. The Portland sheriff in real time came out and said, nope, that wasn't me. So I thought that was, I mean, it's a very small thing to fact check, but it was
But it's still something.
It's notable.
Because, I mean, he called out one in particular person in an area of political unrest that said it supported me. And the fact that he didn't ever say that, I believe that that's a pretty legitimate fact check.
Yeah, yeah. Biden at one point said, you know, Trump will be the first president in American history to lose jobs during his presidency. The real facts were no, you know, if Trump loses the reelection, he would not be the first president to have lost jobs. That happened actually under Herbert Hoover. who did lose the 1932 election to Roosevelt, Franklin Roosevelt, as the Great Depression caused the massive job losses.
So he had net job loss.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Trump wouldn't be the first one to do that. He would be the first one in almost a century, but not the first historically. Oh, I did like the quote about, you know, Trump brought back football.
He brought back the Big Ten.
I still don't know what the Big Ten is. Is that college?
Next.
I don't know. I keep hearing about the Big Ten and I care so little about football outside of the Texans.
How do we get along?
I don't know. I don't know.
What's the Big Ten? Oh my goodness.
I don't know. Is it college?
Yes, it's college. It's a college conference.
Okay, well, see, my first guess was pretty good. Good God.
You know, we should actually take this podcast and make it a video podcast so people can absolutely see my face and my reactions.
It's not a terrible idea. A few other things that happened this week. Poor Trump has not had a very good week. Started off with all of his tax returns being leaked in the report from the New York Times. That kind of started off his week horribly. Then he did the debate where he refused to denounce white supremacy live on camera.
Stand back and stand by, which rallied the Proud Boys, rallied them all across all of their forums and their social media.
Which are not easy to find. I was really trying to dig for that kind of, because I really wanted to, prior to the debates, I had never heard of the Proud Boys. I was not familiar with them, so I wanted to know who they were and if they really were like a right-wing white supremacy group. They've got to be like fringe media. Yeah, they've got to be somewhere on the fringe media because it is really, really difficult to find anything of them without like going way too far into the internet. And the internet's a very scary place. You go way too far. I just didn't feel like doing it.
When the internet starts going black on you and like a tunnel vision, that's when you just got to pull out.
That's when I'm going, if it's this deep, I don't need to know about it. I'm just going to go, yep, that's probably not where I want to be. And I'm going to walk away.
But man, he has been taking a beating this week.
And then he got COVID.
I mean, and then he contracted COVID, but
it's not funny, but I'm not laughing that he got COVID. I'm just laughing at the events that unfolded this week. Don't you? I mean, any normal person would be going, okay, I'm done. Can I just take a vacation? I'm going to go take a nap. Nobody call me. Leave me alone for 24 hours. I need a mental health day.
But I mean, you've even got Fox News reporters that are hammering the press secretary asking for actual denunciation of white supremacy groups, and they're not getting it. And even Fox News reporters, there's a great thing on Twitter right now of him just absolutely losing it. I don't know his name, and I apologize for that. I don't have it pulled up here. I'm just remembering off the top of my head. But he just says, that's it. I'm tired of it. Tired of it. And
reporters are even starting to and Trump, for the record, yesterday being Thursday, October 1st, Trump did give an interview where he did denounce white supremacy 2 days after the fact.
Okay.
So he did.
He said those words?
Yes.
Okay. Well, there we go. Yeah, beautiful.
It took him a few days. Yeah, but to your point, so Nate Silver is a statistician and a polling expert, and after it came out that Trump and Melania were diagnosed with COVID, he tweeted, "I'm not sure what to say." And then 9 hours after that, he tweeted update with a little emoji shrugging his shoulders. So even polling experts are now going, "I give in. I can't predict anything. I don't want to even try. I give up. I'm throwing in the towel. Forget it."
I mean, it's going to be a ridiculous 32 days, yes. 31 days. I don't even know.
Oh, yeah, probably 31 days.
31 days. It's going to be a ridiculous 31 days. Yeah. There's going to be lies thrown out. There's going to be accusations thrown out. There's going to be conspiracies thrown out.
Everybody's going to get diagnosed with COVID in the meantime, too.
Yeah. And there's all of these other conspiracies as well. Biden, the microphone.
Wire.
So let's talk about this, guys. Let's pretend that Biden wore a wire under his shirt at the debate.
Okay.
All right.
I'm following.
What does that do? There's not a listening piece. You can't do anything with this microphone.
Oh, but people are so people are so mad that he wouldn't submit to having his ears checked.
Well, okay. You don't need to.
That has never, nobody in the history, and I looked this up, nobody in the history of debates has had such a weird request, like taking a drug test or getting your ears checked out. And by the way, who would have that job? Who gets hired for the debate for the 5 minutes prior to the candidates walking on stage on the stage to look inside of their ears?
Just go to the guy that books everybody in prison right before they go in.
Oh, God.
He checks all the canals.
Uh-huh.
I'm just saying there are people who do it.
But why would anybody submit to that? There's no reason
There's no reason for that.
And But
back to the microphone. Let's pretend that there was a microphone there.
Okay.
What benefit does that serve? It's not like he's speaking to a different microphone because he's already got these microphones here.
Yeah, I have no idea.
What? And then.
But it was debunked.
Well, yes, it was. But I'm spitting off logic.
Okay.
And then there was conversations about Trump having a neural.
Oh, the neurotransmitter,
yeah.
Which there's pictures of it, but it looks, sorry, Trump, it looks more like hair plugs.
It looks like hair plugs or wig tape or something like that. Yeah. And we scoured the internet trying to figure out what it was. And there was, I mean.
Best you could get is pictures and conspiracy theories on that one.
Yeah, I wouldn't dig too far into that one outside of the fact of it has to do with his hair.
Yeah. Apparently Trump wore a neurotransmitter and Biden wore a wire. I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. I can't, I'm not even going to pretend to come up with another conspiracy theory because somebody's going to run with it and it's going to spread and go viral.
I mean, should we go viral? No, I mean,
not like that. I don't want to go viral because I made up something weird. And
that was Secret Service at our door.
Yeah. And that's not a goal that I would like to have right now.
All right. Fair enough.
But anyway, so it's. The whole debate was very hard to watch. Anybody that watched it or anybody that saw clips of it, I mean, you didn't even need to watch it. All you needed to see was just a few clips of it to understand just how much of a disaster and how chaotic it actually was. But there wasn't a whole lot to fact check on it, unfortunately. We didn't learn much about the platforms for either candidate. Yeah. Other than what we already knew.
I learned a lot about Chris Wallace.
Yeah. Yeah. I learned a lot about Chris Wallace. Poor guy. He's a Fox News correspondent. He was actually giving an interview on Fox News. I think it was either Wednesday or Thursday. And he said, you know, I didn't even recognize what was happening at first. And I wish I'd recognized it earlier so I could have stepped in earlier. I know people are upset with me and they have a right to be upset with me because I should have stepped in earlier. I should have been able to recognize what was happening way earlier in the debate. And
he just didn't expect it. I mean, he got hit with a bomb.
I mean, you walk in. I imagine, like, as a professional, somebody who's done this for, you know, decades, I would imagine that he walked on that stage assuming that everybody else in participation would adhere to the agreed upon rules, the agreed upon structure, and be adults. And that's just not what happened.
And at least have some sort of some form of civility.
Yeah. And how do you even prepare yourself for that?
I war.
That's terrible. Anyway, that's about the extent of our fact checks for the debates. And I do think it's worth noting, it did bother me a lot when, and I am going to get a little bit biased on this one. It did bother me when Trump poked fun at Biden's intelligence, when he told him that he wasn't, like, flat out told him, you're not smart.
Don't use the word smart with me. You know, that's a lowbrow hit.
Sorry, guys, if you don't like profanity, it's a shitty thing to say to anybody. And I don't know if, and I've said this in podcasts before and recordings before, but I don't know if the whole mental stamina theory for Biden comes about because of his stutter. He, and I'm going to say it again, he has had a stutter his entire life. He has fought it his entire life. Having a stutter is not a reflection on somebody's intelligence. It simply isn't. And to insinuate that is you're a schoolyard bully at that point. Like, it has nothing to do with somebody's intelligence. It is literally a speech impediment, and nobody should be made fun of for that, period. And if it was my kid, all I can think about is if my kid ends up with a stutter and I have to like fight off the schoolyard bully, that's just going to irritate the hell out of me. And you shouldn't have to do that as a grown person. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't have to explain that to people over and over and over again on a public stage where it's already well known. That was just super low.
Well, you know, I mentioned earlier that the lack of civility was on display.
Yes.
And that was one of those moments. I mean,
there was no reason.
You would not be on that stage unless you were smart.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. Both of the candidates have an IQ level that is associated with smart.
Yes.
It's just to spout stuff off like that. That just goes to the civility of that that debate. And guys, yeah. We're trying to stay as neutral as possible on this. It just so happens that there was a lot of communication from one side of the stage that created this snowball effect.
Yeah. And I couldn't agree with it.
And
I couldn't even see that side.
Yeah. So please don't take this as a lean. But I mean, we're just reporting on.
We tell our kids to, you know, be nice. Don't say. If it would hurt your feelings, don't say it to somebody else. Like, how hard is that as a grown adult? And that part is hard for me. It has nothing to do with, you know, their policies or what they stand for, you know, from a presidential candidate perspective. It has everything to do with the person. And that's just, don't be a terrible person.
Don't be a dick.
Don't be a dick.
All right. So there we go for those debates. And we have the vice president debate coming up next week.
Yes.
I believe it's on Tuesday or Wednesday.
I think it's Wednesday.
The week of October 4th. So that one we should have a little bit more civility.
It is Wednesday, October 7th at 8 p.m. Central.
Right on. That'll be very interesting because Pence has a certain kind of demeanor to him. He's got a very, very rigid stature. He's got a very calm voice, but it's very matter of fact kind of voice. And Kamala Harris is going to be the one that actually is going to be a little bit more off the rails and off the cuff. So we're going to see the parties kind of role reverse on this. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be really interesting to see what comes out of it. And maybe we'll actually get to see some sort of
policy
or platform that each party plans to move forward with.
I'm actually excited about the VP debate. I have not been excited about any of the presidential debates just because the elections have been so volatile, and it's hard, like, for your own mental health. It's hard to take all of that in. I'm actually excited to watch the VP debate.
It'll be fun. Yeah. Hopefully.
And hopefully we can come back and go, hey, everything they said was super accurate and we don't have to fact check anything. Both sides were, you know, 100% honest. Fingers crossed. All right, guys. Thank you again for listening. We always appreciate it. We try to do our best. We're on a mission to civilize here.
and I know, guys, that wasn't really much of a fact checking episode. Like we said earlier before, there wasn't a whole lot of fact checking that needed to be done, but... we'll call it debate coverage, debate breakdown, call a conversation about the whatever the hell that was on Tuesday night. But we want to thank you guys for coming out and listening again. You know, we're trying to improve our audio quality. We're trying to improve our content.
Yep.
Send some information our way if you guys have any tips, suggestions,
questions,
comments, concerns. It is www.facebook.com/FYourFactCheck. That's F as in EFF, and also FYourFactCheck@outlook.com.
And one more thing when it comes to the VP debates, if you're going to watch it and you want to fact check in real time, check out factcheck.org, Snopes.com, PolitiFact, or USAFacts.org. All of those, along with the major news outlets, NPR, the Associated Press.
USA Today had a live blog on it as well.
I mean, you can find, like, CNN and Fox News do their live fact checks too, but if you want to find one that's less leaning,
mm-hmm.
NPR and the AP are historically much more unbiased than any other source. So those are probably the ones that I would go to. Those are the ones that I would go to, but those are probably the ones that I would suggest.
Or you can just hang out and listen to us
the next week.
The next week. But all right, guys, that's it for us. We will see you guys next week. And remember, don't tweet angry. Bye.
Bye.